This is George Walsh reporting KMX News. It's midnight in Los Angeles, and here are the top of the late evening developments at home and the early morning stories from abroad, brought to you by the makers of Santa Fe wine, the wine of taste enchantment. Accidents are high in the news this holiday night, most of them highway accidents. But the past hour alone has brought word of three plane crashes in the West alone. One with a crash landing by a plane flying in the cross-country women's air race. It set down on an emergency landing strip near Tucson, Arizona, and all three women aboard escaped without injury. The pilot was Mrs. Thelma Bishop of La Jolla, California. With her was her daughter and a third woman that was believed to be her mother. The other 39 planes in the race from Santa Ana, California to New Jersey are scattered over three southwestern states at the end of the first day's flying. Dora Secret of Elko, Nevada traveled farthest to El Paso, Texas. Another plane crash in the mountains west of Redwood City, California. Police say both men aboard were critically injured. They are identified as Benjamin Larson of Palo Alto and Joseph Parrish of Redwood City. A grim note in the third aerial mishap. Vultures circling overhead led searchers to the wreckage of a light plane which crashed Saturday north of Redding, California. The bodies of two Hayfork, California men were found on the mountainside near the plane. The accident story for the nation as a whole is just as grim. Fair weather brought out millions of autos. More than 215 persons died violently in the first 30 hours of the long holiday weekend. From 6 p.m. last evening, traffic alone claimed 140 lives. The National Safety Council had predicted 430 traffic deaths by midnight Sunday. More news in a moment, but first, this reminder.
Important extra number one, grapes grown in limestone soil with finest wine grape quality. Number two, only the true wine grape varieties in every Santa Fe bottle. Number three, master blending by traditional old world Santa Fe methods.
Can't be fair, just try it on yourself. Best wine bar is good old Santa Fe.
All Santa Fe sweets now 58 cents, four-fifths quart at your dealer. Double your money back if not completely satisfied. Santa Fe Vintage Company, Los Angeles.
It was no day off for the Republican convention forces, locked in the tight Eisenhower-Taft battle. The GOP National Committee disposed of the last disputed delegation, the 38 votes of Texas. The Taft-controlled committee gave the Ohio senator 22 of the votes, gave Eisenhower 16. The general backer called it raw dictatorship. Friend Santa Fe Port costs only 58 cents for fifth quart. Have you tried this wine that's music to your taste? If not, change to Santa Fe California Port, the wine that's always mellow, rich, and full-bodied. For good wine every time, buy only the bottle with the famous Santa Fe Oxcut on the label, only 58 cents. Santa Fe wine is a product of the Santa Fe Vintage Company, Los Angeles. Along the late evening sports trail, all of baseball's league leaders rode safely through the heavy holiday lineup of doubleheaders, thereby giving that old tradition another chance to pay off. The tradition that the team in first place on the 4th of July goes on to win the pennant. In the Pacific Coast League, Hollywood fattened its lead to two full games. The Stars split with Oakland, losing 2-0 and winning 5-0, with the Oaks getting only three hits all afternoon. That was good enough to pull Oakland into a second-place tie with San Diego, which lost both ends of a twin bill to Portland, 1-0 and 4-3. Los Angeles split with San Francisco, winning 4-3 and losing 4-2. Seattle beat Sacramento twice, 8-0 and 5-1. In the National League, Pittsburgh 4, Cincinnati 2 in the first game. In the second game, it was Pittsburgh 5 and the Reds 2. Chicago 7, St. Louis 13 in the first game. In the second game, Chicago 1 and St. Louis 4. Brooklyn, New York, Brooklyn 5, New York 1 in the first game. The second game was postponed because of rain. In an 11-inning ball game, Boston topped Philadelphia 2-1 in the first game. The second game also went to Boston 3-2. In the American League, the New York Yankees hung on to their 2.5-game foothold in first place. The Yanks topped Washington 9-4 and 4-3. The second-place Sox down St. Louis 3-1, 2-0. Third-place Cleveland worked over Detroit 11-0 and 10-1. The Red Sox dropped a bit deeper into fourth, beating Philadelphia 10-5, then losing 4-3. The weather outlook for Los Angeles, mostly sunny tomorrow and Sunday. These have been midnight headlines from the KMX News Bureau, brought to you by the Santa Fe Vintage Company. George Walsh reporting from Columbia Square. KMX, Los Angeles. Let's play ball with our wounded GIs. Let's help them round third and head for home with a pint of our life-saving blood. Get your free general admission seats to the LA Angels and the Hollywood Stars local games by calling Dunkirk 4-5261 and making an appointment to make your blood donation today. Dunkirk 4-5261, your Red Cross.
lost my voice.
I hope you look for it. Where was it? I'm beginning to think. This is our Columbia Square table, Nine. Mel Baldwin and Bill Norman and Mr. Lyman Harp, president of Hirsute Records, is honoring us again. And Mr. Harp has a very important message for all of us tonight. And I want you to listen very closely to every word he says. That's later on in the program. But right now, Mel Baldwin would be very pleased to put us on. Wouldn't you, Melvin?
I certainly will.
All right.
Good morning, everyone. Once again, it's time for your regular Friday night or early Saturday morning Hawthorne show. The program heard Monday through Saturday from Studio X at KNX Radio, Columbia Square. Stick around with the organ and piano and chalice this evening. Later on, the Columbia Square table featuring Lyman Harp, a first suit label, as Hoff just mentioned. We have guests from the studio audience, some fabulous prizes tonight to be awarded. A lot of fun for all. But right now, here's the man to take us through the entire proceedings once again. The one, the only, Hawthorne.
What is that tune you're playing? The whistler and his dog. Five of them. There you go. That's it. A new all-time record tonight of over 143,000 people jammed in our little studio. And it's very pleasant to have all of you here tonight. We have some nice people who stopped up here. That was Dick Aron, who played the organ. Did a good job, too, Dick. I suppose that I might as well get to going with the proceedings here. Beg pardon? No tape. You are live tonight, aren't you? Or are you? Yes, you are. You're here in person. You got back from your vacation, though, last week. We should have that whistler and his dog, though, to talk about the hot dog show. Have you ever been there?
No.
Gee, I'd love to tell you about it. Just relax. Looking for the menu here. Oh, I don't know. Let's see. We have charcoal broiled hot dogs.
Marvelous.
Yeah. Would you mind lowering your voice a little?
Very well.
Yeah. What is your name?
Meredith Gore.
Meredith Gore. Meredith, have you been to any of the hot dog shows?
I can't really say as I have.
Oh, go ahead.
Pardon me.
All right. How about the mutt?
What about it?
I don't know. The dachshund, that's very good.
I still like the hen myself.
The chihuahua?
No, the bagel. Bagel.
Something like a good bagel, a hot dog. That's the beagle. That's with melted cheddar cheese.
I like the Boston bowl with oven-baked beans.
And special tomato sauce.
For 35 cents.
Yeah? That's not very much. They give you a roll with it, and you get a plate and all that kind of stuff. I tell you, there are many locations. I'll see if I can remember them from memory. Royal Fifth, beg pardon?
Ventura Boulevard,
Coldwater. Ventura at Coldwater. What's his name?
A guy that owns it, his name.
Oh, wait a minute, I'll get down here. Might as well talk. Oh, better still, you come over here. That's... All right, I'll go over there. There we are now. What did you say?
I said the guy that owns it is named Larry. He's a venture in Coldwater. He's a good friend of mine.
Good, that's right. Larry Bryan.
Owns the hot dog show, yeah.
Yeah, it's right next there to that big restaurant.
Yeah, the Taylor Top.
That's right. Then over on restaurant Row 450 South La Cienega.
I don't know the guy's name there. I mean, I live in the valley, so I don't know his name.
Well, that's all right. Things will work out for you, don't you worry. 3694 Crenshaw Boulevard, 745 East Broadway in Long Beach, across from Victor Hugo. Victor's standing over there.
The guy who works at the Ventura place is a nice guy, but the guy that helps him isn't too good a guy.
Oh, you're putting us in solid out there. Well, if those are crowded, go to the one in Seattle, Washington. That's 60,003 Roosevelt Way up there. And in Ontario, it's right next to the Foster Freeze.
Ontario, Canada?
Ontario, California.
Oh, I didn't know there was such a place.
This boy must work for Stan's Driving, so. Toluca Lake, they got a brand new one. Bob Sand is building out there. It'll be open very soon. Blake Combs is in Ontario. But remember the hot dog show, won't you?
Bob's Driving is the best in Toluca Lake, but this place is nice.
This is right across from Bob's. Oh, this boy's in solid. So remember to go to the hot dog show, huh? It's spelled S-H-O-W. Now let's get back to this young lady who's seated here.
What do you want me to say?
What do you want to say?
Anything to you.
Tell us about the sunburn.
Well, it was a club at the Bellevue Club.
Mm-hmm.
A very good place.
Yes, I guess so. Are you married?
No.
Engaged?
No.
Yeah, now, you're here with, is this the fellow on the end?
Yeah.
What's his name?
Tony Ellsworth.
He's the one I was just talking to.
Yeah.
How long have you known him?
Quite a while.
Well, guess.
About 2 minutes.
Oh, it's a long-term deal, then, huh?
Yeah, it's a long time for me.
It is. 2 months, pretty good record for you, huh?
Very good.
Mm-hmm. Have you taken home economics?
No.
Do you know how to cook?
Yes.
What's your favorite dish?
Hot dogs.
Really?
Right.
I see. You and Ellsworth will be happy together. Well, he loves them, too. Well, no, you don't have to talk about hot dogs. May I look in your purse?
If you'd like to.
All right. Afraid to open. Something might fly out. Let's open the rear, then. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Well, here's a billfold. Belongs to Bill Fold. Meredith Gore, that's your name. I didn't hear the way of money. The Confederate States of America. We've had this a long time, haven't you? What is this in here? Urgent message. Please pay or else. Want something else. There's nothing interesting in there. I don't want to pry into things. There's a key or something in there. Key?
To my house.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. It is to your house, isn't it? Turn over, order, turn over, continued. Let's see what else we can find in here. And, there's a secret compartment. Well, there's a man in here. You never know, do you? Well, I'd like to find something for you, Cynthia.
Yeah.
No, my name's Hawthorne. Let's see what we can find, huh? I have a nice jar of sand here. Shall I take that with you?
I'd love it.
Would you?
It's a billion
sand. Well, I tell you, I have to keep that. I'm sorry. I do have with me, though, let's see, the pie. This is our 18th big week on it, I think. 15th big week. How about some cornstarch? Would you like some cornstarch?
Nothing, I want more.
Oh, ringo pale, dee-doo, 1, 2, 3. Wait a minute, I got an idea. The Regal Pale people made a singing commercial without any singing in it, you see? In other words, there's not a word of commercial in this thing. It's just music, okay? Can you play that one? The one that just the Regal Pale fed in? All right, let her go. Sorry. Regal Pale, always reach for Regal Pale.
Yeah, this is one without singing.
Mr. Better be a really good preacher.
One without singing.
The faithful tell a tale.
Sing
the bell, ring the bell, ring the bell. Be a really good preacher.
The faithful tell a tale.
Ring the bell, ring the bell, ring the bell. Be a really good
preacher.
Brief, Troy. Wait a minute, wait a minute. Somebody was going to say something there. What did he say?
Reach for the
Regal.
Reach for Regal. It tastes so good.
That's the one, I mean. That was Reach for Regal. It tastes so good.
Reach for Regal. It tastes... And who are you? F.A. Fields.
F.A. Fields?
That's correct.
What does F.A. stand for?
Let me see if I can guess.
That's a good question.
Stanley?
No.
Charles?
Yes.
Yes? Well, that's very good. What ship are you on, George?
USS Florican.
Florican?
Yeah.
Where's it stationed?
San Diego.
We have a ship over here with us.
Oh,
I see. You have some tickets here, Charlie's Aunt. How was the show?
I didn't see it. You don't know what's going on, do you?
No, I don't. You got your own show here now or something? All right, tell us about this.
The girl gave you those tickets.
Anonymous girl.
Oh, are you with him, too?
No.
Wait a minute. Who am I interviewing here? You just met him?
Yes.
And explain it.
Well, we met them at Saturdays when we were listening to Matt and Lamar. And we were talking to them, and some girl just reached around and gave him two tickets. He has a PL.
No. I noticed your nose was peeling a little bit there. And that's how you got the tickets, huh?
Yeah, that's how I got the tickets.
And you related this story to her just from the time we were on the air?
No, huh?
What story? What do you mean? Well, about the story about the tickets, you see.
No, I was sitting by her at Sorties, and this girl in back of me handed me the tickets, see? And I put them up here, and I came here, and you put them out of my pocket, and that's how you saw them.
That's where you met her?
Yeah.
Well, see, I just want to clear it up because people take notes on this show.
They do. Well, good.
Now we've got it off here. Yeah. Now, what's the name again? S.A. Fields?
S.A. Fields, right.
You really don't have a first name, or those just initials?
I have a name, yeah. I'm not very proud of it because I'm from the South, and my first name's Sherman, if you understand what I mean.
What does it mean?
I'll bite. What does it mean?
How long you been out here now?
In California? I've been in Japan about 6 months. And in California about 6 months.
Then 6 months both places.
Yeah.
How do you like it here in Tokyo?
I think you're kidding me, but that's about right.
I don't know. Maybe I am, you know. You never know, do you, these days? I suppose that you've had a lot of fun traveling around.
Right, you're right. A lot of fun. Watch me go out. I might say something.
Yeah. That's right. Well, no, I mean, if you just stop and think what you're going to say, there's nothing to worry about.
Right, uh-huh. I'm thinking hard.
Did you leave a girl back home?
No.
And how long have you had this ventriloquist act?
Not very long. I just found out about it tonight.
Is that your buddy back there?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Is he from the same place?
No, he's from Georgia.
Well, how did he know about the girl back east?
Well, I've been with him about a year. You know, beginning to tell each other all your sad stories and, you know, how it goes like that.
Yeah, I guess I do.
Yeah, it's mighty rough, buddy.
It certainly does. May I guess your age?
Yes, you may.
What is it?
You want to guess, guess.
All right. 41.
I'm afraid you're wrong. Go ahead.
22?
No.
23?
No.
Bingo?
Yes.
About 19.
No.
20?
No.
1?
21.
21.
Right.
Well, that
in
makes
January
you...
Already.
Beg pardon?
In January.
You know this already? We've been on the air about 10 minutes, and she knows the whole life story.
Yeah, you know her well before that, though.
I'd like to see your ID card. Do you have it with you?
Yeah, I got it with me.
Where are you going? There we go.
Don't look.
All right. Say, that's a nice billfold.
Isn't it? Though?
Sherman A. Fields.
Right.
Hazel Eyes.
Right.
Lila Starling.
Yeah.
Was that on there? 5'10".
Aye.
2. Void after August 1st, 1913. Florican, F-L-O-R-I-K-E-N.
Mm-hmm. Right. F-L-O-R-9, too. That's Auxiliary Submarine Rescue, if you know what that means.
Oh, I thought that was an American safety razor company.
You missed that.
I'm sorry. Well, I better give that back to you. I wouldn't want you to lose that text. Now, I want to find you something back here to take home with you. We have a tank car of Regal Pail.
Some of that cat food.
Cat food? Do you have a cat?
No,
All right, here's some cat food, I guess. There you are. You wanted it. Is it really? You really want it? Okay, we'll take it home. But that's from the Hollywood Ranch Market at the corner of. And you be sure and go over there. Hollywood Ranch Market at Vine and Fountain. Thank you. Now, let's see who we have here.
Bob Ramble.
Do you know the boy here?
No, I don't.
You're here without him?
Yes.
With whom are you?
With my husband.
And who is he?
Aaron Ramble, in the audience.
In the audience?
In the audience.
From where are you?
South Africa.
Oh, yeah, you're the... What'd you do, see King Solomon's mine? What part of North Africa?
South Johannesburg.
Oh, you know, I know somebody who went over there about 15 years ago. Do you remember them?
Yes, I think I met them once.
Is that a fact? Who was it?
Oh, that's a little difficult.
Lean back and relax.
Thank you very much.
I want you to concentrate. Look into my eyes.
Sorry.
No, those are mine. And your earrings, are those from South Africa?
They are.
How did you get them?
They were given to me.
Who gave them to?
A very dear friend of mine.
Who is that?
One of the announcers in the South African Broadcasting Corporation.
Who?
The girl called Barbara Evans.
Gregory, what?
I'm sorry, that was an extra gurgle.
You want to do it again?
No, thank you. I don't think I could.
What was it again, now?
Barbara Evans.
Oh, Barbara, no gurgle in there.
No, no gurgle.
She's an announcer on the British Broadcasting, what is it?
South African Broadcasting.
Mm-hmm. How long have you been over here?
Just a week.
Oh, well, isn't that nice? I'm awful glad you came to the United States.
Thank you.
Are you going to stay here a while?
About 2 months.
Just a vacation, isn't it?
Just a vacation.
I suppose you hear the show every night over there.
Yes, most definitely.
You do? That's pretty powerful. We get fan mail from Glendale.
Glendale, B.
Occupy Glendale. Mr. Mandel?
Yes.
What does he do?
No dear announcer.
In Africa?
Yes.
Is that so?
Yes.
Do you have shows like this over there?
Yes.
You do?
We do.
And what do they call the shows like this over there?
Well, exactly like this?
Yeah.
Well, that's a poser. Well, let's give it a go, which isn't exactly like this.
Give it a go?
Give it a go.
Is that a quiz show?
Yes, a quiz show. Mm-hmm. For commercial radio.
I see. And then what happens?
Well, how do you happen?
You give them, and then they make you...
Well, they ask the question, and if they get them right, they get cash prizes, see?
Oh, I see. What's the top cash prize?
About 250 pounds, and I can't work it out in dollars.
250 pounds. Let's see, that's 4 stone, 6 shillings. And a couple of lamb chops.
You're not doing for the mink.
Yeah. I want to give you something to take back to South Africa with you.
Well, thank you very much for it.
South African. Some nice barley cereal for you.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you very much. That's one thing we haven't got.
You haven't?
No.
We'll have some wheat germ, too.
Oh, lovely. Thank you.
Well, wait a minute. I want something else here for you to mix with that. Some nice spaghetti. And here's some... you can mix this with it.
Yeah.
Suntan lotion.
It's not very good with spaghetti.
Oh, I don't know. You can try it anyway. There you are.
Thank you so much.
That's all right. Thank you.
It's so light.
It's so fine.
It's a better deal.
Regal Pale. Remember to get that too. Regal Pale, the Regal Pale. Now we have a young sailor here. Actually, a Marine, aren't you?
Yeah, that's right.
Sounds like I got a little code going on over here. Wait. How long you been in, George?
Since January 2nd.
This year?
Yeah, that's right.
Where from?
Washington, D.C.
What'd you do back there?
I don't know. I just went to school, that's all.
What school?
Eastern High School.
Hmm?
Eastern High.
Has got a set of earphones to another station down. Eastern High.
Yeah, that's right.
You have a pretty big family?
Yeah, there's 12 of us.
Well, I'll ask you a question again. You have a pretty... Well, yes, you do have, don't you? 12 brothers and sisters.
Yeah, that's right.
How many?
I got five of us in the Marines.
Five of you guys in the Marines?
Yes, sir.
Well, we're proud of you, boy. And how many sisters?
Yeah, five sisters.
And they in the Marines or any service?
No, they're married.
All married?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What's your brother's names?
One is Johnny, Frankie, Mike, Joe.
Wait a minute, what was the third one?
Johnny, Frankie, Bite, Joe, and T.
Frankie, Bite?
Mike.
Oh, Mike. Well, people have unusual names, like we named our boy.
Yeah, that's right there.
And what else, what other names?
You got them.
Is that the last one you got them?
I just told him.
See, there's Frank, Mike, Pat.
Frankie, Johnny, Mike, Joe, and Pete.
Oh, Joe and Pete. I didn't get Joe and Pete. You got them. Was in there somewhere else. I got them. Who's on first? And you're out here now in the Marines at Camp Pendle Hogan?
Yeah, there's Delmar.
Oh, at Delmar. See, that's pretty ritzy, isn't it?
Food ain't no good, that's all.
Well, maybe you're eating in the PX or the ship's company or something.
I'm eating mess hall. That's all I'm there. Ain't no good there.
What seems to be the trouble in the mess hall?
Well, they got good food if they know how to cook it.
Why don't you tell them you want to cook your own food?
Yeah, I'd do that.
Then what happens?
I don't know. I got to be eating bread and water.
Well, I'm sure that they'll probably whip it into shape.
Yeah, I guess so.
I hope, anyway. I think they will. You're in since January the 2nd, huh?
Yeah, that's right.
When do you graduate?
Well, I guess I graduate August 15th, 24th, replacement.
And then you're what? Sergeant?
No, we were going to the subway. I don't know where we go.
But how did you get the PFC stripes?
I got it when I got out of the boot.
What were you doing in the boot?
Train.
On a train?
Yeah, that's
right.
No, train.
On the boot?
Yeah.
Well, that's a great outfit, the United States Marines. I almost was into Marines.
Yeah, that's right.
They rejected me. Thank you. Oh, God, you got a big family, and we're proud to have it.
So am I.
I want to give you something here to take back. Here's a little embroidery kit. I thought you'd give that to your mess sergeant or something.
Well, you might need it.
Now, here's some little Leslie's, those little 6 miniature shaker packages of Leslie iodized salt.
That's right. I eat it tomorrow.
All right. So we found something you can have. And also, here's a 5-pound bag of wet sawdust for you. I guess that's what that is. Mm-hmm. Well, I guess that's a waste paper basket. I'm saying. Was this your lunch? I mean, that. You're listening to KNX Los Angeles, the voice of Hollywood. This is Hawthorne. We still have the Columbia Square table to roll around your way. As you have probably heard on preceding Friday nights, Mr. Erlen Kolonen, the owner, manager of Kolonen's TV Bazaar, 450 West Rosecrans in Compton, and the corner of Flinshaw and Crenshaw. Florence and Crenshaw. Flinshaw and Florence. Yes, sir, you're up to Flinshaw and Quans, folks. And see Erland. He's in both places. That man, I'm telling you, he has the greatest stock of everything. He's got refrigerators, freezers, washers, dyers and dryers, and he's got everything he wants. Television sets. No matter what it is, Kolonen will get it for you. And Mr. Kolonen has still not heard his transcribed announcement that he made over the phone. And I told him I'd play it again once more tonight. It seems every time that it's on, he misses it some way. He either goes into another room or goes out somewhere, you know, or he's in the stock room or something. But so we're going to play this for Mr. Kolonen again and listen to each and every word that he says.
Hi, this is Kolonen. Why don't you come on down now that credit restrictions are off and look over our big selection of top quality TV sets? You can afford it now. It won't upset your budget at all with the payments spread out the way they are in a low down payment. And you can get the set you want. And the prices are strictly rock bottom right now. This is really the time to buy it. Or your appliance. If you need any appliances, you can get them now, too, and take as long as 36 months to pay. Those prices, I'm not kidding you on, they're really low. And, of course, we have a complete selection, and you're sure to find a cabinet style you like. I'm not worrying about that at all. Hey, by the way, do you know anybody that wants to be a salesman? We need more salesmen that are just real nice, swell people, like to meet people and all that. And we'll give the customer the straight dope on all this. If you know of any, send them down, will you? They can enjoy it, and we can have a lot of fun.
Well, thank you, Erlen. That's Erlen Kolonen. And that noise in the background you heard was Erlen every time he turns his head. His ear gets caught on the phone. By golly. We'd sure like to have you stop by and see him. He's a great guy. He's 7 foot tall. A very nice man. Be sure. I think the thing's still on. I'd like to hear Dick do a telephone number, huh? What would you like to hear? Fast, slow, medium, shottish, or polka? Fast one? What? 4th of July medley? Yeah, for the service guys, huh? I'd like to make a nightly count here on Angelo's. How many have been to Angelo's in the past week? Raise your hands. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 14, 15, 14, 15, 16. Well, that's fine. We'd like to have you go to Angelo's if you haven't. Angelo's, you know, is the restaurant man who is in the business just for the love of it. He doesn't especially want to make money. He just wants to make people happy. And in turn, that makes Angelo happy. So to make Angelo happy, go to his restaurants and eat. That's all he asks. Just go to any of the three Angelo's downtown, West 6th, east of Spring. And the copper rooms out there, Beverly Drive and Santa Monica Boulevard in Beverly Hills. And Burton Way at Doheny, you'll find the Silver Room. But be positive that you are in an Angelo restaurant. And if you're not sure, ask Angelo. Angelo Ribori, he's the man who's out there. By golly, he'll find just the best in food. After 9 o'clock in both the Silver and the Copper Room, you'll find entertainment. And you'll find Hawaiian entertainment by Dorothy and Joy. They're at the Silver Room and the Copper Room. You'll find some entertainment, too. Sizzling steaks, U.S. grade AA, the very best you can find at the Silver Room, and reasonable, sensible prices. But remember, Angelo Restaurant, spelled R-E-S-T-A-U-R-A-N-T-S. Now, if we can have a little fanfare here, my Richard will bring the Columbia Square table on. Here we go, Mel Baldwin, Bill Harmon, and Mr. Lyman Hart. Well, this is indeed an honor having a gentleman with us once again to gather around for the square table. Mr. Harp, I hope you've had a pleasant 4th of July. Good, I knew you would. I didn't think you'd go to the park. And good evening to you, Mr. Norman.
Hi.
Mr. Norman won the Diction Award last year. And Mr. Mel Baldwin, welcome
it's
to you.
It's nice
again.
To be back again.
It is. Did you have a pleasant vacation?
Yes, and I heard the program last week when you had Down Boy Erstwhile on.
Down Boy was here, that's right. Right.
And I certainly enjoyed it. There's a fountain of knowledge.
Say, I hear the fountain of knowledge?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
I have a letter here from Goy Conk. Care of John Callerman in Corvallis, Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
It might interest you because all this right. is regards to Down Boy Erstwhile.
Oh, good.
It says, Dear Mr. Hawthorne, I was referred to your program, the Columbia Square Table, by my friend John Callerman, who said he had heard my name mentioned several times. Well, I listened for the first time last night. I wish to say that your friend Down Boy Erstwhile has his names mixed up.
Oh.
He stated that on one record, Gorick Ledbetter was starred. Then you ask if this Gorick Ledbetter could be related to me. He said, definitely not. This is a lie. Gorick Ledbetter and I are one in the same. The record you played was one of my older records when I used the name Ledbetter. And then these 45 RPM records came out, I had to drop my last name and use Honk, my middle name. Ledbetter was too long to put on the smaller label. So I wanted to clear that up for you. There's quite a bit of other stuff here that we'll go into next week. But
I think where the confusion comes from, Mr. Hawthorne, is that Down Boy Erstwhile had some wrong information. You see, Gorick Honk had an orchestra, And on a vacation, Gorick had, I believe it was Tertius Pox come in and direct for him. And Tertius was a good leader, but Gorick led better.
Yes,
the names have sort of been pinned on him erroneously, but this is very interesting.
Well, we're very pleased to hear from these people, and I hope Don Boy Erstwhile takes a little time out to write to us, too. Mm-hmm. Well, as you know, the object of this program is to listen to the new recordings and grade them accordingly from 1 to 100. And I hope that you gentlemen will follow through as you usually do, and also give us comments on the artists and the labels and so forth.
All right.
Here's our first...
Whatever happened to Florence Chadwick?
Well, I believe she is going to try it again.
Oh?
Mm-hmm.
How far did she get?
I think about 2 miles or so from the land.
Mile and a half, I think.
Was it a half mile, really?
She swam about 20 miles, a little bit over 20.
How long did that take her?
About 15 hours, I believe.
That's nothing. I got from Catalina to here in 40 days.
Swimming?
Oh, no, you must remember that I can't swim. I had to walk.
Oh. Here's our first record. Last week we presented the mezzo-soprano voice, I think that's the pronunciation,
right.
Mezzo-soprano voice of Olga Treepweed.
Pardon?
Olga Treepweed.
Oh.
This week we present her suit record's new discovery, Bongo Riff. Now, Mr. Riff is a mezzo barracuda. He sings a fish song, Your Eyes Say... Your eyes say no, no, but your lips say glub, glub. All right. This was recorded under protest, I believe. All right. Would you like to hear that again? There goes. Well, that's always portends something. That's spontaneous applause.
Both hands.
Yes. Yeah, I believe so. Who'd like to open the discussion? You, Mr. Norman, or you, Mr. Baldwin?
Well, I like the vocal chorus.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Baldwin, how did you like it?
Mezzo Barracuda. I didn't know the bongo riff was classified as a mezzo barracuda.
Oh, yes, yes.
I know he used to work for an aquarium.
Hmm.
And although he was in charge of the mammals there, and the seals and sea lions, and, well, he was known as the man with the porpoise, too.
Melvin, mezzo barracuda, I'd say that all he needs is a piano tuner.
Yes?
I laid a bit of a roll there, didn't I?
I think I remember him better with that tune I Fried for You.
Yes, you have some erroneous information, I believe. Your eyes say no, no, but your lips say glub, glub.
Mm-hmm.
I think the title was Your Eyes Tell Me Yes, Yes, But There's No No's on Your Face.
That's the one. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I got that wrong. I'm sorry.
We might mention at this time Olga Treepweed's voice coach.
I've never heard of him.
Oh, it was a woman.
Oh, she?
Yes. Her name was Purina Krupp.
Purina Krupp.
Purina Krupp. She had two brothers, one named Fluda. He is, he escaped from jail. I can't recall now. Fluda Krupp, that is. And then the other brother was a writer. His name was Ralston.
Ralston Krupp.
No, Ralston Purina, he wrote serials. It's
Bongo Riff.
Bongo Riff is from Tub Thump, South Africa, I think. And if you have a lady, you might be able to verify
Tub Thump?
So.
Have you heard of Tub Thump?
Tub Thump, South Africa?
She hasn't.
That's where Soft Lips Quick Fetch started out.
Oh!
It's a Ubangi disc jockey. You're in radio over there.
Well,
Don't you remember?
Prophet's Quick Fetch. You must have heard of him. Uh-huh. Oh, no, he quit. He was working for WBBW, and he beat himself pretty badly there on the station break one night.
Glad to hear from Soft Lips again. That's
Bongo Riff was very adept at playing the bongos and the tom-toms, which is difficult to play. I mean, they can't be played by any tom-tom, Dick Dick, or Harry Harry.
That's true. Would you grade the record?
I'd give that somewhere in the vicinity of.
All right.
9 points.
Nine.
Yes.
Nine for you. Mm-hmm. How about you, Mr. Norman?
Well, I thought it was better than that. I'd give it 7 myself.
7. All right. Would you like to discuss the record, Mr. Norman?
It's round.
All right. Anything else?
Flat.
Flat? Anything else, sir?
There's a hole in the middle.
Well, I guess that covers it pretty well.
I think whoever made that record could go east and get a job right with the Philadelphia Symphony Brass Section. Polishing the cuspidors.
Was that a Hirsute record?
That's Hirsute, isn't it?
Die Frachtenberg.
Oh, that's news to me.
No, I just wondered whether...
folks listening will send us a self-addressed stamped envelope. We'll send you that lady. There we go. Now, what were we discussing? Oh, yes, Mr. Harp. Harp. Good. Here's our second record tonight. This is a new all-girl...
I found a good new issue of the magazine, the Movie Fan Magazine.
Oh, good. What was that?
The sickening details for March. It doesn't give the year, though. All the insight... Dope on the dopes we're in. I don't know how old it is, but here's the table of contents. Page 17. Are talking pictures here to stay? Page 24, a feature interview. Jack Benny, young violinist, says, I'm rich enough now. I'll never accept any more money once I pass 39. Page 27, an article entitled, Why I Will Never Get Married by Artie Shaw.
That is a recent magazine, I don't believe, though.
Well, here's our second tune tonight. This is the brand-new all-girl orchestra at Chloe Reform. And it makes you, Chloe Reform.
Oh, yeah.
And it makes you want to get up and move orchestra. The title is How to Laugh at Life by the Editors of Look. Did you enjoy that?
Yeah.
7 points.
All right.
Would you like to hear it again?
There's a second chorus, uh-huh. Yes. Would you play the second chorus, too? Good. Now, would you like to discuss that?
All of it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, how much time do we have?
Oh, about 3 minutes.
Chloe Reform.
Mm-hmm.
The artist?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's the same girl. I believe that's her stage name. I think her real name is Anne Stetic.
It is. I'm sorry.
It's a very strong name in the music world.
Mm-hmm. Would you like to grade the record?
Well, I'd say around 4 points. I don't go for these lengthy versions of classics at all, so I'd give it a 4, a low grade. On that.
4 for you. All right, Mr. Norman.
Hey, there's a great joke on this piece. No, let's do this joke together.
Bill?
I say, Mel, radio will never replace the newspaper.
Oh, yes, here's my line. Really? Well, why won't radio replace the newspaper?
Because you can't swat flies with a radio.
That's a great joke, Bill. It sounds like it might send people, you know?
Yeah, but they'll come back with baseball bats. I'll keep looking.
That is an awfully old book, isn't it? Well, here's our...
We didn't point out too much information about anesthetic.
No, I know.
Or, as you know, a Chloe Reform.
Mm-hmm.
She turned to music as sort of an escape back in 1937 after her husband was arrested and sent to jail just because of his hobby.
How was
he? Oh, you know, I mean, some kids collect match covers and things like that. He was a car stripper.
Oh.
And he didn't get sent to jail, but he had a very good attorney. And he was a very shrewd fellow, this attorney. He smuggled in 500 gallons of water to his cell, and of course he had to bait him out. And then later, when her husband floated out of the jail, he passed the bar, and now he's a lawyer back in Utah. He lost his first case, though. Or at least he lost a good half a dozen bottles out of it, at least.
All right. Is this a new artist for you, Mr. Hurst, Mr. Harp?
Growl?
I say, is this a new artist for you?
He flagged us from the growl.
Really? Well, we'll look forward to the new records. What are the new ones?
He vrast me gbush na wafu digli. He grat me falst in gbirad. He grat yuf rauf.
And who's on her? Who's on the side with this same record, singing with it?
You put it. You frost in the brow from now, get it away.
Was this record you just played? Was that on a Hearst suit?
Yes. This is the latest one.
Oh well, that's fine. You know, I haven't enjoyed actually some of the recent sides of Hearst suit, Lyman. I was a bit disappointed last week when I heard your records on the show. I didn't think that they were up to standard at all.
You didn't laugh at me?
No, because I have heard you do better, although you've done worse. I mean, I have heard actually some bad records come out of her suit.
Well, I shouldn't be wildish involved.
Well, it's your company. You certainly are.
The clock is too far from the glass. Is it good?
No.
Could I have been laughing a bit?
No, Raymond.
Flag washing a bit?
No, that doesn't enter into it at all. I just have one thing to say about your bad records, and believe me, it's Grasno Borges.
It's Grasno Borges?
Yes. Grasno
Borges. Now, wait a minute, Lyman.
No, I'll take it back.
Grasno?
Yes,
Borges?
No, not really.
All right. All right, Lyman, thank you. Say hello to your boys when you go home tonight, will you?
Boys.
What are they, George?
Crawford, East, Wolf, Blackett, Eakenbop, Sam.
Oh, that's right. Here's our third record. It's called For 2 Years. She had me eating out of her hand, and then she bought a set of dishes.
Thank you.
Well, there you are. That's the Homer and Jethro record. Let's discuss it, huh?
I'm very glad you played that record.
Why is that?
As the cow said when his sister got married, bully for you. There's a fella snickering out there.
Just trying to horn in here.
It reminds me of my last romance. My beloved Fifi, La Fifi, La Fifi, L'amour, Toujours, L'amour, Fifi.
Mm-hmm.
She was a lovely Southern girl from Chattanooga.
Chattanooga, Bill.
Hmm?
Ooga, ooga, ooga. Chattanooga.
Would you believe he spent 3 months working at a sunset bus? But Fifi was wonderful. She was a lady electrician, and I was her first shock. I was in my glory in those days. I was young, I was lovely, I was engaged. I used to antiflush. I'll never forget the night I first met Fifi. It was outside in the moonlight by a swimming pool. And as she walked toward me, I noticed that her eyes were gleaming and round like an Alka-Seltzer tablet.
Oh, what'd you do? What'd you do?
And her lips, they were ruby red, panting, and they were firm and luscious like an Alka-Seltzer tablet. And as she came toward me, desire in her eyes, I noticed her shoulders gleaming in the moonlight, and they were rounded and soft and white, and just like an Alka-Seltzer tablet.
Well, gosh, what'd you do, Bill?
Well, what could I do? I tossed her in the swimming pool and listened to her fist.
Well, just one more short statement. I want you to review this record in just a few words, Ben.
Regal Pale, Regal Pale, always reach for Regal Pale. It's so light, it's so fine, it's a better deal. Really good, Regal Pale, the taste will tell the tale. Buy Regal today,
buy Regal today. Regal Pale, buy the lovely. Tank car if you can.
I give that 12 points.
Good, how about you, Mr. Norman?
7-2.
Oh, second to Matone poem written by Oedipus Rex, an Egyptian band leader.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Swinging flex with Oedipus Rex.
I remember him. Our gratitude to you, Mr. Baldwin, to you, Mr. Norman, Mr. Harp. Nice to have you with us again tonight. See you next Friday night, same time. And I'll return to the air tomorrow night, 12:05 to 1. And you're invited to come down here to KNX Radio. Just get here about 11:45 or so sure to get yourself a seat. Thank you all for being with us tonight. The audience here, too. I've been riding around. Thanks for the ride. This is all I'm saying. Good night to you. Sleep tight. Keep you from Columbia Square.
KNX Los Angeles. Planning to drive somewhere this weekend? Then heed this warning. Make your trip independent from accidents by depending on patience and common sense in your driving. Read and heed the signs of life. Know and obey the traffic laws and watch out for the drive and the driver who is not as careful as you are. It's 1 a.m. Pacific Daylight Time, and here are tonight's developments at home and tomorrow morning stories from overseas, plus a resume of the evening sports results. Bill Anders reporting for the KNX News Bureau.